Welcome to the award-winning Dare to Dream podcast with Debbie Dashinger, covering metaphysics, ETs, shamanism, and channeling. Here you will find spiritual inspiration from today's thought leaders, along with cutting-edge insights from our interstellar brothers and sisters and ancient shamanic wisdom. Now, here's a new episode of Dare to Dream with your host, Debbie Dashinger.
Hello, hello. Welcome to this episode of Dare to Dream. I'm Debbie, and I am thrilled today to introduce you to Sterling Meyer. She's a renowned manifestation life coach, intuitive, and published author whose AOM system has transformed lives around the world. So if you've ever wondered how to truly manifest your dreams, you'll want to stay tuned for this conversation. Dare to Dream podcast won 3 Talk Radio Positive Change Awards, the COVR Award for Best Podcast. Welp Magazine named Dare to Dream one of the top 20 best podcasts to listen to this year, and it is high ranking in Apple Podcasts. You can find us on all the video platforms, Spotify, Rumble, YouTube, and you can find us on all the major podcast platforms, plus BBS Radio. The show is sponsored by Dr. Dane here and Access Consciousness. They do energy work out into the world. So if you'd like to become a facilitator or take one of their classes, go to Dr. Dane here, HEER.com. If you'd like to unlock your cosmic potential and get a phenomenal free starseed video and report for an engaging exploration that investigates many starseed species in depth, you can learn your galactic origins. Go to debbiedashinger.com/starseed. Discover your star lineage and your celestial ancestry now. That's debbiedashinger.com/starseed. And finally, if you'd like to see me on Gaia TV, my latest interview with George Nori, please do so. I love the support and I love the feedback. People are really enjoying this year's interview on Gaia. Plus, then they're going back and watching last year's interview with Gaia, completely different conversation. So if you'd like to check it out, please do so. Gaia is an amazing platform. And just in case you don't have a subscription, let me gift you with a free 1-week Gaia platform subscription. Just go to debbiedashinger.com/Gaia and sign up. That's debbiedashinger.com/GAIA. As many of you know, because you've been joining me, I do these monthly shamanic offerings. There are healings, rituals, ceremonies. I'm getting profound also testimonies from that. People are saying past lives were clearing up, ancestry clearing up, amazing things, getting a home they wanted, a career. I mean, these are big, big, big. And so if you're ready to do the deep work, the healing, and it's also quite beautiful and relaxing, join us. If you sign up on my website, if you get my newsletters, you will be first on the forefront for knowing when the next one rolls out, which I think is in about 2 weeks. So definitely sign up. And I have many events that I'm speaking at this year I'll tell you about a little later, and all of next year, but I want to tell you about one of them right up front because people are starting to book their cabins. Yes, I am speaking on another cruise, March 2026. Oh, we're going to Greece and Turkey. I'm so excited. So this is a mystery school cruise. Greatest names are speaking on this cruise. You will absolutely love, love, love this experience. Last year was amazing. And so be sure to sign up. First of all, there are specials right now. Second of all, there is a bring your friend or your partner or your family. So you'll get a special rate there too. And we don't know, and this is truth, we don't know when the cruise line raises the prices. So now is the time to get your tickets, your cabin. Unbelievable experience. I've never been to either country, and I'm so ready for this. We're going to have experts take us to all these sites, including Delphi, and tell us and take us through a mystery school experience. So you want to go to Mystery School at Sea, S-E-A, like the ocean, mysteryschoolatsea.com. And Mystery School at Sea, when you're filling out the form, you must fill out a referral. It's a must box. Make sure to put my name, Debbie Dashinger. Just click on my name as you go through to fill out. I think all you need is a deposit to reserve it. And so all the links are going to be in the show notes for today. Well, on to the show. My guest today, Sterling Meyer, has over 20 years of experience in manifestation. See, you can manifest the cruise, the mystery school at Sea Cruise. She's also an expert in life coaching and psychology. Sterling spent years attempting to achieve lasting success and happiness using techniques from renowned leaders until she turned setbacks and challenges into breakthroughs. And this journey led her to the creation of her signature art of manifestation, the AOM system, an all-encompassing, foolproof practice designed to help individuals master the manifestation process easily and powerfully. Sterling's prestigious clientele includes industry giants like Google, People Magazine, E! Entertainment, OK! Magazine, InStyle Magazine, Entertainment Weekly, A-list celebrities, Hyatt and Hilton hotels. To learn more, go to the AOMsystem.com. And I welcome Sterling Meyer to Dare to Dream. It is so great to have you.
Thank you so much for having me, Debbie. I'm excited to be here. And thank you.
I love this subject. I really do. And it's interesting that you had a history of learning from people, but hitting dead ends, getting frustrated. And I think as many people who are watching or listening to us also know, and I have so much gratitude for the book, the movie, The Secret, a lot of gratitude, because it opened a conversation into metaphysics that was destined to happen in a mainstream way. And at the same time, it also created a lot of frustration, like I'm doing vision boards, I'm thinking, I'm affirming, and poof. So talk about that, what your experience is and what your clients' experiences have been about not manifesting when they actually have good intentions and good hearts.
Yeah, I mean, good intentions are fantastic. I know about good intentions because I lived so much of my life with that, you know? And I had this like sentence that I had given myself that I didn't know about when I was about 10 years old, when I had this like wicked stepfather kind of enter into my life. And that's when I gave myself this sentence that changed my life, not for the better. And that sentence was, I'm a good person. I have good intentions. Why are these bad things happening to me? Right. And that it wasn't until I identified where and how I created that sentence. It wasn't until then that, you know, That was my life. That was my life experience. Once I identified it and applied the tools that I had created, I could transform it immediately. And when I did, I never had that sentence or experience pop up for me again. So I understand when people are really trying. I mean, that was me at 16 reading Psycho-Cybernetics by Dr. Maxwell Maltz. And I'm like, you know, I know it's kind of funny now, but I was looking at the back of the book and I'm like, oh, I can't do it. I love these stories and it's so promising, but I can't like access it for myself or experience it. That frustration, you know, that I had then, but I kept reading and I knew there was truth to it, but we gotta experience it for ourselves. And when I work with people, I take them down that road to experience it, to recreate their belief systems, because it's experiential learning and concepts do not change our lives. I call it good food for thought. It's good food for your thoughts, but it won't change your life. And that was what I was after, was like real change, real transformation through experience.
Yeah, absolutely. And then because you've worked with these celebrities and these huge top corporations, are there universal patterns that you see with people who are struggling to manifest their dreams? What are those?
Well, first of all, you know, having worked with so many people and so many diverse lives and, you know, all of that topical stuff, if you will, is very different. But the baseline, the bottom line that is our humanity is that we're all seeking success and happiness in our lives. So we have that in common. And we are using information, especially in the Western culture, information that's been drilled into us that's not only inaccurate, it's like backwards. So it's no wonder people get confused about how to attain their goals and things like that. They don't have the correct tools or the knowledge or the roadmap to get them there. So that's the common thing that I have found amongst everybody is that everybody ultimately wants the same thing, even though everybody's lives are very different.
You often talk about the vibrational timeline that we operate on. Can you explain what does that mean, vibrational timeline, and how can people actually shift timelines in real life?
So it sounds like you're talking about, we talked a little bit about like third and fourth and fifth dimension and these like kind of, I call them kind of like portals. In other words, it's like before I was doing this work or the AOM system, I realized that there was these like extremes, right? It's like everybody tries, I'm going to try this over here. This isn't working. Okay, so now I'm going to go to the other extreme, try that. That's not working. And then it was like through the work that I realized that there's this like, I call it like this third portal in the center. I never even knew existed. And so when we're talking about these dimensions and timelines as well, that third dimension can be defined by like it's very ego-centered, it's very identity conscious decisions are made out of fear or comparison or status or survival needs. That's how we make a lot of our decisions in the third dimension. It's material focus, like success is measured by external achievements like money or possessions, appearance, and our power. Linear time perception, where time feels very limited and very fixed when it's actually very malleable. And I've got some extraordinary stories about that. Reactive living is just responding to automatic. It's based on our past experiences versus what could be. It's based on our programming, or the society's expectations of us. And then you have like separation mentality where we individuals can feel very disconnected from others and even nature and of course their higher selves. So that's what the third dimension is all about. But there's been this awakening, as you know, you're hosting this beautiful show and everything, that people are starting to awaken. They're starting to tap into that fourth dimensional living, which is an awakening consciousness. It's where we shift from the ego to more of an observer, where we start asking questions and we start questioning those old beliefs and the systems that have been put in place. The inner conflict between that third dimensional patterns and the desire to evolve and live more consciously. It's like this little back and forth motion that we do. We realize that time is fluid. We understand that time is not rigid, that synchronicities and manifestation windows, they just become more noticeable. We become more sensitized to it. And we get in touch with our own personal empowerment. We start to look for different modes of healing for, manifesting. We start focusing on mindset work, and deprogramming so that, that can take root. That which is all within, that awakening. What is the truth? How are our beliefs affecting us? How can we unrewire them? So there's that aspect, but I think also this is really had us break through to that search for meaning in life. What is meaningful? What's our purpose in life? Why am I here? And getting just beyond that surface reality. And then, of course, manifesting this intentional creation where we realize that we can experiment with these tools or these spiritual tools. How do we shape our lives? How do we create it? The manifestation conversation. And then, of course, there's like fifth dimensional, which is, really interesting because fifth dimensional is something I think that's going to be sought after. It's going to be a curiosity for people to explore because this is where there's unity consciousness. There's a oneness with life where we don't feel separated anymore, and compassion and love become more the norm for us to experience daily. There's like we start being heart-centered, we start listening to our intuition, we start recognizing what that intuition sounds like, we start following it. We replace fear with intuition. We realize logic has its place, but not over and beyond our own intuition. We realize that we can live in the present moment, and that becomes more natural. There's more of a flow in the experience of life. Effortless manifestations, where things actually get created like instantly. It's not because we're not out of alignment. That's really it. Because we're not out of alignment with ourselves, it becomes effortless. And there's also a non-attachment where, like, we have a sense of joy and peace that's stabilized in our life. It's not dependent on external conditions or outcomes. And then, just living from that soul's perspective. It's authentic, it's multidimensional, it's limitless, it's purpose-driven, and it's expansive. So those are the definitions of all of those ways. And I think a lot of us can relate to that, to one or the other, or maybe all three.
That's amazing. And I like that you're pulling in the dimensions into this. That makes a lot of sense in this day and age. And you mentioned tools. Are there tools that you can share with folks now that they can start to play with and implement in their life?
Absolutely. I would say the first thing I'd start with is really noticing the negative self-talk because, that's where it all kind of begins. And so I created what is called a transformation conversation. The reason why this is such a powerful conversation for us to mentally have with ourselves is because it actually includes all 5 points of transformation. And the conversation goes like this, and I'll point those things out. Hello, imagination. Thank you for sharing that it's whatever, right? It's not working out, whatever it is, fill in the blank. Thank you for sharing it's not working out. However, that's not what I'm up to creating and experiencing. So, what I'm up to creating and experiencing is things are working out, fill in the blank. Thank you so much, God, universe. Whoever you want to, thank the source for giving me this now in my life. Now, the 5 points that are so powerful about it, and we have to connect to this, and we've got to use the whole transformation conversation for it to really have a powerful transformation effect. First, we're saying, hello, imagination. We're saying, first of all, you're not reality. You're just a thought. You're not real. And it's funny how so many times we'll have a thought and start living it as if it's so, when it's just a thought. So we're distinguishing it's just a thought, not reality. Thank you, imagination, for sharing that it's not working out. Now we've distinguished we've become aware of what we're creating, right? Like, oh, things aren't working out. So now we've distinguished that, we've become present to it. The next thing is, thank you for sharing, imagination. So now we're just like setting it free. We're letting it go with love. We're just saying, thanks for offering this up. Not interested, but thanks anyways. There's got to be that non-resistance, and that's where that comes in. And then once we are in a place of non-resistance and we're in acceptance, now we can move into what it is that we want to create. Right. However, this is what I'm creating. Things are working out beautifully. Okay. So there we are. We've created and we've redirected our thoughts and our reality. And then the last bit is thank you, God, source, whoever you want to call it, whatever you want to call it. Thank you for giving me this to me now. Now it's so it is. And you know why you have it now? Because you've generated the energy of it. And that energy will materialize. So it's already here, just in a different form, in an energetic form versus a physical one. It's much like when a woman's gonna, have a baby, right? It's already there. It's just not in the final form of when it, you're there touching it, kissing it, holding it, but it's still there. And the creative process is the same everywhere, whether it's in nature and planting seeds, or whether it's with us, or whether it's like, again, the creative ability to have the baby, for instance. So that's a transformation conversation. The second one is what I call breaking down the blocks. This gets us so profoundly related to reality that we can stop whatever it is that we're creating that we do not want. So first we need to see it. We need to be the observer of it. We need to detach ourselves from it. So when I'm working with someone and we want to use this tool, I ask them to write a square on a piece of paper. Note what happened, right? This is the situation or the occurrence. Keep it as simple, simple, simple. No story. I'll just use a flat tire, for instance. So what happened? I have a flat tire. That's it. Okay, distinguish. Second block next to it. What did I label it? Bad. Okay, distinguish that. Next thing, we always like to label things good, bad, right, wrong. And then we create a story about it and then convince ourselves that's true and then create from there, whether it's desirable or not. So I say, okay, bad. Why is it bad? Because I'm going to be late and it's not going to work out and everything's going to be messed up. That's why it's bad. And then so that gets distinguished. Pardon me. And then the third block is what am I making it mean about me? That's disempowering. When we personalize it like that, it really has its hooks in us and it really starts driving the show. So I personalized it as meaning I'm always late, I'm a loser, or here again, I'm screwed up, I can't do it, whatever it is, right? One succinct sentence that we can identify that we made it mean about ourselves. Now, once it's out there on the paper, you're able to see the process of creating. Right? Your experience, your outcome. And that gives you a choice you didn't have before, where you can rewrite the story, where you can see that it's just you creating it. It's not reality. And if you don't want what you're creating, you could recreate it, right? So that's what I call breaking down the blocks. The third one is a mind's eye exercise. So what we do there is that we notice something that's inauthentic about us, right? Like we in our being. Who am I being right now?
Can
How
you
am
give
I
an
feeling?
example of that? Of
Yeah. How
nothing.
do I feel? Like, so you're checking in with yourself, you're like, I feel stressed. I feel frustrated. Okay. So you notice that. That's the energy you're generating, right? And you look first at your feelings, and then you can see who you're being and what you're creating, what you're generating. And then from there, you imagine a little ball of energy in your mind's eye. And there you are standing in the middle of this energy called frustration. And then you notice it as an observer. And if you notice it as an observer, you become detached because that's what it is to observe. And then you see yourself in there, and then you go, okay, so am I willing to walk out of this space and move into a place that's actually empowering? Yes, I am willing. Okay, good. And then you kind of imagine yourself in your mind's eye walking out into this other energy ball, which make it whatever you want. I want this one to be peace and love. Okay, great. So you walk into that energetic space and you ask yourself, what does it really feel to be peaceful and loving? Connect to what that feels like. Allow yourself to submerge yourself in the feeling of what is love and peace for you. How does it feel? You don't have to even, you don't have to come up with like last time I felt this way. You don't have to complicate it. You just simply say to yourself, how does it feel to be peaceful and loving? What does that feel like? And once you connect with that and you just feel like you've got that sort of fully within you, emanating out, boom, you're ready to move forward. So I make the distinctions of inauthentic and authentic. Those distinctions, inauthentic is fear-based energy. When we create being some form of inauthenticity, it's going to look like unmotivated, resigned, disappointed, sad, angry, and the list goes on. All of that has one common denominator. Fear is common in all of that. Even though those expressions of inauthenticity and ways of being and feelings are expansive, they're almost limitless. Now we've got authentic, and authentic is rooted in love. When we are connected to love, fear disappears. When we're connected to love, which is that we use that energy source, now we can create being happy, optimistic, joyful, loving, generous, peaceful. The list goes on and on, and excited, calm, different expressions. But when you're feeling excited or calm, you feel that love energy that it got created from. So that I make those two distinctions. And this really raises the awareness around who we're being, what we're feeling. And when we have that awareness and you have the tools, then you can transform it. You're not stuck. You're not limited. You just transform it. And there you have it. Now you're on the right path, and you're going to be experiencing the things that you want. You're going to be materializing and manifesting the things that you want, because we're always manifesting all the time. We're always creating, right? It's not like a yoga class where I'm doing yoga now. Now I'm not, it's not like that. We're always doing it, which is why I'm passionate about this work, because isn't it the most important thing we should learn in life? Because we
Wow.
can't opt out of it. We
So
can't choose not
true.
to do it. Even if we're meditating on a beach, we're still creating and experiencing it. Because life fundamentally, Debbie, is just a series of creations and experiences. We create something, we experience what we created. We create something, we experience what we created. We have an outcome, we have an experience. And that's all that life is, boiled down to the most fundamental levels.
Thank you. I took notes for that. That was a great process from transformation conversation down to the square, down to the mind's eye, inauthentic, authentic. So, this is something I am definitely going to try out. I think that's very interesting. I love how it ends up with these balls being immersed in actually what you are creating and generating. And most of us are going to go, no, not what I prefer. And then to think of something contrary, and I don't know if miraculous would work, but that's what came up for me when I thought about creating the second ball. I'd love to just be in a ball in the space of miracles, of magic.
Yeah, you can. You
Okay, goody.
can. You can create anything you want. Absolutely. Magic and miracles. That's my sign off. Because, yeah, you can absolutely live in that realm, which I call that really 5D living,
Yeah, in the flow
instant
of what is
manifestation.
really available to us, the limitlessness. and, beyond potentiality. And what I was also thinking when I was listening to you, Sterling, taking all of this great information and putting it into a form we could use is like, ooh, tell me a story. What kind of stories do you have? I'd love to hear one about you. If you can break it down, explain what it was, how you went through this, this process, and then also a story about a client that you worked with, so we can really see this and visualize it.
Yeah, absolutely. You're talking about success stories of using the system and applying it. Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Okay, good. So I have so many personal manifestation stories that are just truly mind-blowing, and it's hard to choose. It really is. But the one I think I'm going to share with you is special, and here's why. Because it was the first experiment that I conducted from a place of limitless and no influence from past experiences, really creating from nothing and limitlessness, right? So there I was, good gosh, 20 something years ago. And I'm like, all right, I'm gonna do this because this is what I understand to be true, and I need to experience it personally. I need to have that experience to really believe it. So I needed a car. And the first thing I thought of, because my car was going kaput, and the first thing I thought of was, I just need one that's reliable, that I can rely on, because the one I had was so, unpredictable and everything. And so that was the first thought. Just give me something that is going to work. And then I thought, no, wait a minute. Is that what you really, really want? And I said, well, n no, I guess not. What do you really want? And I said, well, I've always wanted a convertible when I was a little kid, never had one. So I was like, all right, that's what you're creating, right? All right, you're going to create, what else do you want? And I wrote this down, and I was very clear about the details I needed to include and the details that were not important to include to allow the universe to be flexible, So I said, I don't care about the make or model. I'm open to any kind of make or model, but okay, convertible. I love music. I would love to have six speakers, and really great sound in my car. I also wanted to have four seats because I want to be able to have people, in my car, not just a little two-seater. And then I said, leather seats, but not mine. Not my driver's side. I said to myself, I was like, there's no such thing as like three leather seats and one not, And I said, no, you have to trust in this experiment. And I also wanted it to be free. Yeah.
Okay, that's a jaw drop. This is getting so good. Keep going.
Oh, yeah. So there I was, and I had created that. I put my trust and my faith in it because I believe in this work. And so I had that blind trust and faith is what I used. And I ended up with, within 2 weeks, I ended up with a black BMW convertible for free. And what's more, my seat was not leather. Why was it not leather? Because it had a seat cover over it.
Of course.
And I never even thought about seat covers at all as a possibility, but I got exactly what I asked for. And I thought it was like phenomenal. And you know what? After having that experience, I never created from a place of limitations or constraints or past experiences again, because that solidified my trust and my faith, and I could never go back to the doubt again because I already proved otherwise. I
What a
can't
beautiful
convince myself
story.
of anything other than that experience, changed my whole life. And that's why I love working with people and like breaking those barriers. And then, haha, we're celebrating and having a great time because they're like, oh my God, the real estate person said it's impossible. There are no homes like you want. You told me what you wanted. You described it and everything. It's not possible. And there I am. I'm like, hello, Helen. Yeah, she goes, it's possible. I did it. I did it. I created exactly what I wanted, even though everybody said, no, it's not possible.
Oh
And I'm
my
like,
God, that's so great. I have a similar story also from a long time ago, and I fell in love with a Lexus sports car, and I think it's an L450. Anyway, I still think they're cool when I see them. It was just a beautiful looking car, and they did have le leather seats, but I was super specific. I wanted forest green. I wanted wood dashboard, which is not typically a Lexus thing. There were so many things, and I went to a dealership, and I told them, "Gosh, you have a car like this," because it was a Lexus dealership. And they looked at me and they said, "Cars typically come in black, navy, white, gray. Forest green, no, we've never seen that particular model or any of the Lexuses come in forest green." And then the wood panels. And they said, "I don't think you'll find it. Can we show you something else on the lot?" I said, "No, I'm pretty clear what I want." I went home, and a week later, the phone rang, and it was the dealership saying, "You're not going to believe this, but a man just came in with a forest green Lexus sport car with wood interior, and he wants to find out if we know of somebody who might want to buy it." I was like, high five, universe. So,
wow.
yes, we can break those barriers. And so this real estate story, is there another
Oh,
client?
there's a great story. I have a lot of great stories with clients, but this one I find so really funny, and you'll see why. So this gentleman comes in, contacts me, and says, "Hey, I am shattered. You know, my life is in tatters. My fiance left me. She would not tell me why. That's gone from my life. I have no career. I have nothing in my life. Can you please like put me back together again? Basically, can you help me?" And so here's the thing that is so crazy about it. He was an aspiring, had a dream to be a musician. Like a studio musician, he could play all kinds of instruments, things like that. That was his dream, but nothing was going on with that. Within 2 weeks, he was assigned to be Rihanna's side songwriter and musician, her collaborator. And he lived in the studio in Malibu because they worked so much within 2 weeks. And we talked about it. I said, "Was this in the works or something?" No, completely out of the blue. And I said, "Can you explain to me how it happened?" And he totally told me everything about the system. He goes, "Well, I did this and this and this." And I truly believe that's how it happened because that's what I did. And I'm such a different person than I was before. And I know that that had everything to do with it. My transformation, you know, happened to this situation. And that's how I created it. We had this long conversation about it. It was extraordinary. And he said that the producer would come in and say, like, "Do you know, I've never, this is magic. Like what you just did, like I've never seen anything like it before." He had all these magical stories to share with me. He had a lot of breakthroughs. Okay. And this is the funniest part. After 30 days, we always review the progress reports of the transformation, the results, the whole thing, like what has happened in the last 30 days. All of it gets documented for their journey. And it took him an hour and a half just to tell me all the changes in his life that were positive. An hour and a half. That's how much he had to share. So I documented all of that. And I said, "Is there anything else?" He said, "No." I said, "Are you sure?" He goes, "Yeah." I said, "What about that broken heart?" He goes, "Oh, I totally forgot about that. It feels like that was a million years ago. I totally forgot about it." And I said, "That was just 30 days ago." Talk about time. You know, we were talking about time before. And it's like, how can you forget about something so traumatic that was just 30 days ago? But he did. But it was through this work because he had just catapulted himself into that future that it was like light years away, his old reality. And I love that.
I love that too. And I love that for him. And I'm sure all this time later, he does get the girl, whomever
Oh
she may
no,
be in the
he
future.
did. He absolutely did in the house, and he's won multiple Grammy awards from that there on out. We stay in touch, and so yeah, absolutely, got the girl, got everything. He created his own business. He's been thriving ever since.
Oh, bravo. I love that. Is there something that everybody can do? Is there like a daily practice that you think is essential that we all do to keep us aligned on this miracle path, this manifesting path?
There are things I can share with you, yes. But one thing, and the tools that I already shared are really great. But one thing I really want to emphasize that a lot of people don't emphasize enough when it comes to manifesting. They jump right into, do a vision board and write out what you want and things like that. You might get lucky doing that, but you're going to have another hiccup. You're going to have, the past is still trailing behind you. So it's so important to neutralize the energy from past traumas, disappointments, whatever it is, right? It's so important to do that, to heal that. That's what I do in part one. It's so critical. If I have a client show up and they're like, "Well, I didn't do it so much. Can we go to part two?" And I go, "No, your manifesting in part two is never going to take hold, because these weeds are going to be like eating up your new seeds, because the weeds need to go, and the weeds are the healing, so that you can look back on your past traumas and actually go, I don't feel anything but peace. There's nothing there. There's no trigger for me there." And so this is so critical. Once that's done, now you're free from constraints and limitations from the past, and you're able to go forward and create anything that you want in a world of endless possibilities, and really create what you truly want, kind of like me with the BMW story. So that's really important. I can't emphasize that enough. So if one is in that place, then yes, they can use tools to manifest. And I think it's very important to know what details to have, what details to leave out, and to understand the distinctions between the two. It's also very important to know what your job is as a manifester versus the universe's. Your job is to remain in your authentic place, your authentic self, get there, be there, live there, create from there on a daily basis, and know what the universe's job is. The universe's job is to take care of who, what, when, where, and how. That's not our job. And good gosh, what a relief to know we don't have to figure out who, what, when, where, and how. Beautiful. And it's so true. All we have to do is generate that energy of living as if it's so, asking ourselves, here's like what you're, asking me about. Live as if it's so by really submerging ourselves in the reality of it. What does it feel like? What is a slice of life in that world, I'm creating for myself, right? What does it feel like? How do I feel different? What would I do differently? Oh my God, I noticed I would be really motivated. I would, have no problems going to the gym. I have no problems like going out and having a good time. I would just be so free and carefree, and I'd be just, thinking to myself, God, I love my life. This is amazing. Whatever it is, right? Really putting yourself in that is in that reality that you're creating and living as if it's so is what's going to generate the energy. And there is no past, there is no future. So we have to live with this present, because that's all there is. And we generate that energy and live in it and do that which we would be doing if that really is our reality now. This is so essential. This is absolutely essential. And then, also knowing how much, what to focus on and generate the energy of, right? like we were talking about, generating the energy, living as if it's so, and then letting it go. I call it let it go, let it flow, and let it grow. I saw a little clip not recent, I'm just recently, actually on Marlon Brando, and it was just a clip on YouTube, and someone was asking him, what was the breakthrough moment? How did you? He said, I really struggled. I struggled to carve out a career for myself in the movies as an actor. And then he said, but the moment I let it go, everything happened for me. It's all inside of letting it go. But then the next question is, how much do I let it go, or did I let it go too much? But here's how you test that. I let it go, right? However, if I had an opportunity for what it is that I want, would I become resigned, indifferent, apathetic, not interested? No. I would be excited about it. Right? So if we let it go too much, we're going to have become resigned. That's letting it go too much, is when we go, I'm sick of this. I'm fed up. I don't want it. I'm done with it. So we're not generating the energy anymore. We need to find that balance of focus and letting it go.
It has its own frequency, doesn't it?
Yes.
I have seen this in my life where there's so much that occurs effortlessly, where other people, my friends, people I'm connected with will say, how do you do that? And it literally is effortless. It just happens. And I don't understand why I attract those things, opportunities, but they're beautiful. And there is that space you're talking about. Now, this is organic manifesting, not the kind of process you're talking about, which I think is very important because I imagine for most people, there are pockets where we just do what we do and it happens. And then there are those places and spaces, whatever happened with the beliefs, with the past experiences, with the past lives, who knows, right? Or your lineage that's got passed down that says, this can't happen for our people, or our people are always alcoholics, or our people are always put against or made slaves, or there's so much stuff that comes into who we be that we have to sift through. So there's a pocket of what we manifest organically, and then this pocket of, okay, take these steps so you can clean this up. Do you think that's like a miracle code, like a destiny blueprint, or some kind of frequency that we can access?
I do. I mean, I call it the sweet spot when we find that sweet spot. And we access it through acceptance, but we must know the distinctions between acceptance and agreement. So we can accept something as it is, right? No resistance. And then from that place, we can create something else that we want. That's where, like, there's not agreement there, right? There's not agreement. Like, you're not being like accepting, like, okay, if that's the way it is, I'm agreeing to that now. Okay. It's not that. It's accepting it and saying, okay, I accept this zero resistance. And here's what I'm creating in the face of the circumstance. I had that happen with a law case that I was involved in, which was so life-changing because even though I had it was like a car accident, where I had to have like soft tissue and alignments in my spine, things like that. Nothing too devastating. However, I needed to take care of this. And when I went to court, to ask for those rehabilitation sessions to be covered, I had the most like jaded judge. He goes, "How did you like Club Med?" And I'm like, "That wasn't Club Med rehab." Oh God. I was like, "Man, this guy is really jaded." And so he ended up awarding me only a portion of the medical bill, which was not, in my opinion, what there, should have been. And so when I thought I really want to go back and appeal this, and I hadn't had any experience with courts or anything like that, so I didn't know a lot about it. But when I went to the courthouse to file for an appeal, the clerk told me, "You can't, you won, you can't, you won." And she kept pulling down law books and everything. She's like, "No, but you can't," and all this, right? I kept getting her. I kept accepting her. I did not resist and I didn't dismiss her and I didn't try to change things through brute force or anything. I calmly just said, "Yes, I get that and thank you so much. I'd like to file an appeal." And this kind of went back and forth and boom, just like that, she suddenly everything changed and she went, "Okay, I'll file the appeal under such and such." And I was like, "Okay." So that was an extraordinary, I can tell you exactly why, because there was no resistance. And that was an extraordinary experience, which changed my life. And what's even more is that I ended up getting awarded a court date. So somebody else who had to okay it, right, was also involved. And that energy transferred to that person who had to accept and grant me this new court date. Wow, that's fascinating how energy really does transfer. And so when I called the insurance company, I said, "It looks like we're going back into court." And they said, "How much do you want?" "Let's not. How much do you want?" And so I got the full amount for the medical bills, and it was amazing. But, and that's great that that happened. But what was so much more meaningful to me was how it happened. And understanding energy and understanding manifesting and understanding the recipe for doing so. That was what was the most cherished thing about the whole situation. The mastery in manifesting is really important. And so, I teach that, and people learn the mastery through creating the perfect day, right? This keeps them on track. They create the perfect day, almost like a reverse diary. At the end of the day, you're writing your diary. This is what happened. This is how I felt about it. Da, 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 da. And you're recording everything. So it's like the reverse. You start the morning writing out this perfect day, and then it just unfolds and you review it and you're like, "Oh my God, I only tried this once. I got 80%, 90%, and then you're consistently doing 100%. But there's like in the review that you do, you're able to connect the dots. How did I create this? How did I not create this? How did I create this? That's the mastery. That's where the mastery comes from, is understanding that. And now you understand the recipe. Now you understand how to duplicate it so you can just manifest what you want, not what you don't want. Because that was me before, this journey in my young life. I sat there going, "How come these good things happen? These not so good things happen? And they're out of balance. There's so few good. There's a lot of bad. This is not what I want. This is not what I want, So I was just dead set on finding that special recipe for manifesting the things that I wanted, And I love sharing this work. And like I said, I can't imagine anything really more important. It's our birthright.
I loved what you said earlier, and you're hearkening back to it now. Exactly. We do this all the time. Our life is constant creation. The world around us, the collective, the relationships, the job, the money, the health, anything that happens to someone who loves us, it's all an illusion, right? We're writing the story, we're authoring it, we're in the movie. And so, wouldn't you want to change the movie? So tell us, Sterling, and is that your real name? Because what
Yeah.
a name. Poof.
Thank you.
I love that name. It's perfect also for what you do. So, Sterling, tell us about working with you. What does that look like? Where do people go? What's next for you with work?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, people contact me through the website. I like to get a few questions answered about what it is they want to manifest or their experiences. You know, they fill in this little brief form, and then we can have a complimentary consultation, and talk about how I work, what they can expect. And it's a very illuminating conversation. I mean, even whether you choose to work with me or not, you're going to get some illumination, you're going to get some clarity, and you're going to have a shift, a powerful shift. So that's how people can reach me, is through that website.
That's
There are
BAOMsystem.com.
the AOMsystem.com. There's also some, fun free gifts there and things like that. And there's things to try and everything, right? There's lots of fun. I wanted it to be like a playground for people to have fun with. And these are little tools and things like that. But the real transformation, the real lifelong transformation, really comes when you've got somebody to work with. You've got that sort of VIP service where they are with you the whole time. I am with them the whole time, ensuring everything is optimized and 100%, like every day. And then it becomes second nature. And then it's like, you can fly out of the nest. You are self-sufficient. You've got this down, and you can continue on. And so, I mean, there's other opportunities beyond that, but that is what I'm offering. And at the moment, I am doing a lot. You asked me what I'm up to. I'm doing a lot of interviews, working with a lot of new people, doing, and there's a lot of new collaborations that are here. That we are creating things and group events, things like that. We're doing that, some virtual group events. A lot of this is on the website as well. So staying very busy, I'll tell you, just like you're a very busy woman.
But it's all good. And so this is Dare to Dream. Sterling Meyer, what do you next dare to dream? What do you next dare to manifest?
I am creating, that's a great question. Having done this work so long, I am creating expansion and depth in my work, this growth, if you will, and it's just what I call it, expansion and depth. So it's all the projects I'm working on, connecting with more people, transforming more lives, offering more things to help people. This is why I jump out of bed every day. This is what I love, is helping people transform their lives. And I know that there's a lot of challenges in the world and things like that, but my vision is that this doesn't have to be. This is so optional. And that's my mission in life. That's my purpose in life. And if it has anything to do with transforming other people's lives, that's what I'm going to be doing every day, all the time. The rest is, cherry on the cake. The rest is just wonderful to enjoy, whatever that is. I love it all. But that's the centerpiece of my life.
Thank you for coming on the show today. I really appreciate you.
Thank you. I really appreciate being here. It's been a really fun conversation, and I've loved every minute of it.
Me too. I think folks are going to get a lot out of this, and hopefully, you took copious notes like I did. And I end today's show with this quote from Sterling Meyer. The moment you stop asking if it's possible and start knowing it is, the universe rearranges itself in your favor. Miracles aren't the exception, they're your birthright. Subscribe to this number one transformation conversation, Dare to Dream with Debbie Dashinger. Leave a comment and share. I read them all, and you help the show. The more you like, subscribe, and share. Next week on the podcast, I'm featuring Richard Lawrence. For those of you who know this person, he was a student of Dr. George King, and today he's the executive secretary of the Aetherius Society for Europe. I am excited to talk to him. Thanks again for joining us. What it is that you're going to manifest. I wonder, and I can't wait to hear how you do using what we learned today.
Thanks for joining us this week on Dare to Dream. Make sure to visit our website, debbiedashinger.com. That's DEBBIDACHINGER. You can subscribe to the show on YouTube and all major podcast sites, so you'll never miss an episode. While you're at it, if you found value in this program, we'd appreciate a like and comment, or tell a friend about the podcast. That will help us out as well. And if you like this conversation, you might want to check out Debbie's shamanic healing programs. And Debbie is available for coaching to write your book, and her company takes your finished book to guaranteed international bestseller. Be sure to subscribe for our next episode of Dare to Dream podcast with Debbie Dashner, your number one transformation conversation.